May 8th is a night we're thinking about a lot already.
BPO music director Joanne Folletta says the planned performance at Carnegie Hall is a community project. The orchestra is calling on businesses and citizens to support their fundraising efforts.
Buffalo and the whole Western New York region going with us to Carnegie and supporting us there and being proud that we can be musical ambassadors for our city.
The BPO needs to raise about $600,000 to pay for the May 8th performance. They're also trying to sell more than 1,300 tickets to the show.
This is our Super Bowl. This is what is so exciting for us. The musicians are elated. You know, this is such a prestigious venue to go to.
Cindy Abbott-Litro is committee chair. She says it's important for anyone planning to attend to buy their tickets now.
But it's not that far away. When you think May 8th, the tickets are, you know, the best seats for our Buffalonians are reserved up through the 1st of February. But then they go back to Carnegie Hall and, you know, then you'll have to deal with Carnegie Hall.
They're also trying to sell more than 1,300 tickets. There are 2,800 total seats. Big corporate sponsors include M&T Bank and Rich Products. Rich Products Vice President Howard Rich says the company has no problem backing this event.
Because of the heritage of both, you know, Rich Products and the BPO, this really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, they're in the arts, we're in the sports, and, you know, to support each other, I think, is a great opportunity.
Visit Buffalo Niagara will also lend its support. Vice President of Marketing Ed Healy says they will host a series of media events surrounding the concerts.
So we're going to sort of hitch our wagon to their star, and I think we're going to get people who have Buffalo connections and Buffalo roots and the extended Buffalo Nation that's out there in the world to really pay attention to what's going on back home to a certain degree.
And UB says it will be reaching out to its 35,000 alumni that live in the New York City area. BPO cellist Robbie Hausman says it's very exciting to perform at Carnegie.
It is very exciting. I mean, we work very hard all year. It's a constant drive for excellence, but it's nice to be able to focus on one thing and to bring everything together and to see the whole community excited.
Folletta will be preparing the orchestra to perform a piece that is rarely heard by two Russian composers.
You know, I wanted pieces that would show us at our best, you know, and this orchestra has special gifts for playing late romantic repertoire with incredible sound and depth, and so we picked a big late romantic Russian symphony, Russian music. They play this so well. Glier 3. And that's going to be the centerpiece.
Now, this is not the first time the BPO has played at Carnegie Hall. The orchestra appeared 23 other times, but it is the first time since 2004. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.